Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal is still recovering from flash floods which swept through parts of the island on Sunday and Monday. Over 100,000 people lost electricity. That number is now down to around 4,000 people. Montreal, Laval, and nearby regions saw a month's worth of rain in hours. Cleanup continues in hard-hit areas like Saint-Laurent and Ahensik-Cartierville. Four families are reported to be in the care of Red Cross after their homes were destroyed. Ali Nazami is a doctor of civil engineering. His research focuses on hydrology, the study of waterways.
I'm saddened by this event, and my heart goes with the people who actually got been affected. However, when you know the emotions goes back and you try to look at it from a logical perspective, it is no brainer that actually we're gonna have these events and gonna get more and more.
Nizami says that the heavy rainfall that caused the flooding is in part due to pollutants and carbon buildup in the atmosphere.
How we can face it, man? We cannot face this response in the urban settings. We need to be prepared for that. So mitigation is no working here. It's going to be very kind of like out of reach. Because even if now we stop greenhouse gas emissions, so if even today all the world decide that we actually stop the greenhouse gas emission, we need to actually deal with this CO2 that we have in the atmosphere for the next 180, 200 years. Right, so it's going to be out there. So we're going to have this intense rainfall. We need to adapt with that.
Nizami says that more thorough floodplain mapping, more green spaces, and renewed underground infrastructure will be vital to protect against floods in coming years.
But what we can do in that small watershed, perhaps we can actually have some green areas. So part of the water can actually infiltrate. So if the part of the water infiltrates, you bring down the peak. Okay, so that's one of the things. The other thing is that we actually need to update our drainage system. Now we need to understand the reality is this. So maybe in some part of the watershed, we would be able to store the water for some time.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.